This morning, our SA Global Explorer is someone who not only spent some time in Greece, but also here at Smile FM. Bailey, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, so good. Oh, all the better to be talking to you. Known you, hubby, and the family for donkey's years, although we haven't seen each other in a long while. And there was a time that you escaped the country to go and live a fab time in one of my favorite countries as well, Greece.
What an adventure.
What an adventure.
We went from 2021 to 2022. We were there for a year. And it was one of the most amazing experiences. I'm so glad my family and I did it. Mm. But at the same time, I'm really happy to be home.
Absolutely. No place like home. How did you find, if you cast your memory back to settling in there, how was it settling in as a South African in Greece?
Really, really hard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
I mean, being married to a Greek man, obviously I understood what the culture was.
Yes.
And it's an amazing experience. I mean, the Greek people are just so warm and community-driven, very much like South Africa. But there was that language barrier,
sure,
which was huge.
Yes.
I mean, you don't even have the same alphabet. A P is an R, a V is an N. A G doesn't even look like a G. It looks like you're playing hangman. It's the most bizarre thing. But, I mean, it's really difficult when you realize, wow, I don't fit in.
Sure.
And it's not that you're not accepted,
yeah,
but there are times when you feel quite lonely in a crowd.
Got you. Talk a little bit about some of the highlights, because obviously I think of food, I think of fresh food, I think of that whole Mediterranean lifestyle. What were the highlights of your stay there?
The one thing that I missed the most and a huge highlight was every week going to the Laiki. It's called the Laiki, and it's like a fresh farmer's market.
Ooh.
And exactly that. I don't know what they do to their tomatoes, but there is nothing like it. They are the richest, juiciest tasting things you've ever had.
Yeah.
The food is incredible because they don't cook with lots of sugary basting barbecue sauces. They use other fresh ingredients to flavor things. So they use lots of olive oil, lots of herbs like oregano, lots of lemon juice, and that really enhances the flavor of the food.
Oh, it's stunning. You're just saying that my mouth waters. Because I mean, then it leaves me with the question, does Greece have the best Mediterranean food?
Biasly, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, here's a tough question, because obviously there's a lot of Greek dishes that you don't just marry a Greek man, you marry the whole family, right? So it's a family affair, and Greek food's very much a part of, the setup in a Greek household. If you could just have one Greek cuisine for the rest of your life, what would it be?
No, you can't do
that. I know. I know.
All right. We'll start with bulgatsa for breakfast, which is the most delicious pastry filled with a type of custard and dusted over with icing sugar and cinnamon. And then I would have to say you can't beat a gyro and a choriatiki salata, which I'm just showing off. It's a Greek salad.
You see?
But it is.
Wow.
So fresh, so delicious, and you can't beat that.
Quick bit of advice to anybody, briefly, who they're thinking of Greece as a bucket list trip to go. What is a must-do for anyone going to Greece?
Okay, you have to do Athens. You have to go to the Acropolis.
Yes.
But I also want people to expand their idea of Greece. Greece is not just Mykonos.
No.
There are 6,000 islands, but there are 200 that are inhabited. And my big key point was see where the Greeks are going for their holidays. Which islands are they going? Because you're going to get the most amazing, authentic experience. And when you are on one of those picturesque islands, don't discard the dodgy-looking tavernas.
Mm.
Those are the ones that are in family generations. They've got their yaya, their granny secret recipes, and you will have some of the best foods you've ever eaten in a place that looks like a hole in the wall.
I love that. Bailey, it's so good chatting to you. As your hubby would say, tell that Malaka I said hello. So he'd be saying that to me as he would. Love to the family. Lovely chatting with you.
And to you, and big love to the team.
Stunning. Catch SA Global Explorer again next Wednesday. It is brought to you by FNB Private. If you've ever traveled, lived, or worked abroad, we want to hear about your experiences. Get to smilefm.co.za and share your stories with us.